All right, we waiting on big face. I thought he was about to come in, but looks like he left out. Let's give him 1 second. There he goes. All right, let's add him in real quick, and then we're gonna intro it in. And all right, let's run this little intro. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, let me get straight too, because I ain't straight. Yeah.
All right, so we got DJ Zesta Ilzy, we got Mr. J, and we got Big Face, and I'm the one and only Paul Masson. Mr. Jones didn't make it. I guess he had some other obligations and whatnot. Big Face just went out again. Basically, we're gonna do it a little different this time. I'm gonna have this little we're gonna have this little 3 minute timer that's gonna pop up in this corner right here. As you see, the 3 minute timers.
We'll
have that whenever we go through, and somebody starts talking. That way, we don't go too much over and whatnot. And here goes Big Face back with us.
So Jones told me I was on the phone with him like 30 minutes ago. He said he's gonna definitely on. So you sure he ain't having technical difficulties or something?
Man, I don't know, man. He didn't text me or nothing.
I just got on the phone with him like 10, 15 minutes ago. Was on the phone with him for like 20 minutes. He definitely was in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if he comes in, we'll come in.
Let me hit him.
Because I thought we weren't starting until 7:30, or am I wrong? Was it 7?
7, because Z be having to get ready for work around 8.
Oh, shit. I've been sitting here bullshitting. I've had it on for like 45 minutes. I was bullshitting, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. my bad, for sure, for real.
I try to skate out at about 8, but, you know, I'm here for the conversation.
Absolutely.
You know, fucking Fayetteville rap politics. You know what I'm saying? Shit, that's my shit.
I want to get into this one though. We're old heads, right?
Allegedly.
Wise heads.
Young old.
Okay, we'll go with wise heads. Who do we blame for this generational disconnect in hip hop that's definitely there now that wasn't there when we were coming up? Like, you know, giving homage and shouting cats out and things of that nature. Man, I don't hear no more.
I wouldn't say we hated fucking the R&B, man. Back in our day, it was like, man, R&B is whack. Hip hop is where it's at. And so now it's like, they like, man, that boom bap shit is whack. They're, you know, the trap is where it's at. So, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, the youth is going to have their own way of doing things. But I think the disrespect is invalid though. Like, you know, we should respect each other's like differences and shit. All right, respect the youth because they come from a different world. They're born into some new shit and you know, the style of music. We may not like dig it, but you know, it's their thing. You know what I'm saying? We can respect it that, you know, we were at one time we're young and we had a style that the adults didn't appreciate. But to say hip hop is just youth culture. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've heard that a lot lately.
Yeah, it comes from youth culture, but it's not. It's 50 years old.
Let's be real about it. I mean, we the only subgenre that has a birthday. Rock and roll don't be celebrating birthdays.
Yeah,
don't celebrate birthdays. Pop don't celebrate birthdays. Here we go. We want to date ourselves. We like to date ourselves. But I mean, I think that's changing. Another generation or so, you know, you'll see your 45-year-old platinum selling artists still, because just like rock and roll, you'll see the classic hip hop station take over, hip hop podcast, hip hop playlist take over, just like classic rock stations gave them life in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, you think about it like the generation that got the money to spend on tickets.
I blame us, of course.
That's us. I'm saying, like, you know, Ice-T was just saying on Twitter the other day, he let us see all of the old greats on tour and get money. Even though, you know what I'm saying, I heard some rumors from the Masters of the Mic show in Wilmington. They said Rakim was disappointed, man. They said it was a letdown. Did you see that?
I see it.
What happened?
Was it the turnout?
Nah, they just, my man Jay, he was like, man, he came out and he did some songs from the Masters. Like, he didn't even get around to, he did a lot of songs that wasn't like his hits, you know what I'm saying? And they let him close, and he said a lot of people was walking out because, you know, it was like, you got your hits, give us the hits. Don't, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. At this point in his career, that's what he should be giving them. I mean, yeah. Let's be real.
Yeah, he came out with some songs from the master.
Mr. Masson, Paul, to your question, though, I blame us, just like I blame parents for kids. I mean, you know, we were disconnected for a long time from the hip hop youth. We were like, yo, we don't like these cats, these, you know, mumble rappers. What this, you know, I've always had a connection with the younger hip hop artists in the Ville, honestly, man. Like I definitely have reached out to cats I thought were dope. I've let motherfuckers know over the years who I thought were dope. I rep, you know, shout out, you know, the cats I rep all the time. But, you know, it's our fault a little bit. And, you know, even us, we were like, LL's the only one that can make it. LL was the only artist forever that was old and doing something.
Yeah.
And honestly, we left our heroes behind. We stopped buying Nas records. We stopped buying this record. We could still buy. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're still dropping music. You can still go.
It kind of depends on who you ask, too. You know what I mean?
I mean, like Lords of Underground, who I personally friends with Mr. Funky and Do, who spend a lot of time in the Ville. They've dropped several albums that are dope, yo. Funk can rap his ass off, yo. And Funk still rap. But, you know.
I remember, I think the last Lords album I caught was Resurrection. And that was like after the deal, it was like the indie record. It had been like 2000, like 99.
Well, actually, check YouTube, because Funky got shit from like 2015 on, 2017, 18, 19, 20, where he just murdering shit. You know?
Yeah, so the artists can keep going. It's appreciated by the people who appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
We got to appreciate it. Well, why is the WNBA don't make no money? Because nobody fucking likes it. That's why. Yes.
So what do you think, Mr. J?
Yes, Mr. J.
Like I said, it depends on who, you know, who you ask. Because, I mean, there's certain artists who reach back. You got, you know, your Kendricks, your Coles who reach back. And you know, Kendrick had, you know, Kid Capri on his album. You know, he had certain other people on his album. Same thing with Cole, you know, reach back to certain people. Maybe not necessarily on his album, but he's been on other people's albums. He was on the last you know, the last official Guru and Premier album. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this is just kind of like, it's kind of depending on who you ask, what level you're going to. If you're thinking about the underground, of course, the underground is always going to reach back. If you're talking about commercial may not do that as well because it's always generated to make money. You know, it's never going to appreciate what's going on.
I love the Instagram, Twitter, fucking TikTok era where, you know, basically it's some people say it's diluted the art, but at the same time it's democratized it. It's making it where, you know, talent just come through. You know what I mean? Like if you dig something, you're gonna like it. And it didn't have to go through no gatekeeper or nothing, no label or no.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but the further on what Mr. J said. You know what I'm saying? Like, hip hop is still there. If what you seek, you shall find, man.
Yeah.
Like people say, ain't no backpack hip hop. Yes, there is. There's tons of it on the internet.
All over the place.
Tons of it in Fayetteville. Tons of dope rappers that got a message. For you to say it ain't there, it just shows me you ain't looking. You know what I mean? But you listen.
Yeah, you don't even know what you're looking for.
You definitely gotta hear some shit. You definitely gotta sift through something you don't like, but you're gonna find something you like. I guarantee you that.
So like case
gotta be real point, research.
I got two daughters, right? One not really into music, and the other one was kind of into music. But like I was trying to hip her to shit. She'd be like, nah, I ain't fucking with that. You know what I'm saying? Like it's generational disconnect. I guess cause dad likes it, it's not cool. You know what I mean? I get that. Cause you know the same way, but then later, like I'll hear her playing some MF Doom in a room. You know what I'm saying? I'll hear her playing some shit. I was like, I was trying to tell you about that shit months ago. You know what I'm saying? He's like, you know, if it doesn't come from me, you know, if it comes from me, it's whack. But as long as
one thing about music is it's powerful when you find it yourself. You know,
that's like, it.
Yeah, you can't leave water. You know what I'm saying? You got the music, something you got to find. I've told my son forever. Now, my son's, he's 20, I'm about to be 20, huge J. Cole fan, you know, huge Kendrick fan. But there's other, you know, his favorite rapper is Juice, R.I.P. Juice, you know what I'm saying?
He put Juice me on from the battles for Juice.
I put him on the stuff. He put me on the stuff growing up. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how it goes.
Yeah. I learned from them too, though. You're right. And that's where the connect need to be at, though. We need to, like, you know, respect the art form if it's valid. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, in our age, we got to be able to, like, guide them and not.
Even valid is a huge statement.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. Like, we know trash when we see it because. The vibe that it gives us, like, man, this probably is not healthy, or this isn't, you know, this ain't it, you know what I mean?
Well, let's go with what you just said. We know trash when we see it, right? So we know trash when we see it. Haven't we been some kind of the old man get off my lawn with the trash kind of thing? Absolutely. You know, like and that's part of the blaming us, you know, like, get the fuck off my lawn, you whack rapper. You know what I'm saying? This is our we created hip hop. We made this shit,
bro.
Yeah,
come on.
Hey, one man's trash is another man's treasure too.
Nah, trash is trash. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that trash shit. Trash has got them high ass garbage.
I mean, he's right though. For the labels, it's their treasure, man. They're making it's a treasure shit ton for them of
because
gold.
We, of course, okay, we gonna argue this. Okay, I like to argue this argument. All right, people say, oh, the label, we allowed that. So if we stop allowing that, just stop copping that shit. Man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't consumed it. It ain't been for me. You can't blame me, bro. But I support. I definitely support, like, the cats I want to support. I make sure the money goes to them. Now, these mainstream cats, I don't really fuck with that. To me, man, celebrity to me is a cat in the ville that's doing it, that's motherfucking made it. There's plenty of celebrities right around me. I don't have to. My Tom Cruise, you know, he live on the east side. I don't fuck with Tom Cruise. You know what I'm saying, but hip hop, as far as
don't mess with Scientology.
Like, if we're not talking about family hip hop as a family, hip hop as a whole, yeah. But I see it changing. I see it evolving into older cats' game. Like, you look at what the production of the last few years of what the older heads been doing, and it's still phenomenal. And I don't see this generation of Weezy going anywhere. I think he'll be 50 dropping hot jewels. So I mean, man. I think that he'll take them with him.
Man, listen, when Tribe Called Quest came back a couple years ago, it was like they never left.
They went home.
That album was so good. Yeah. Or when there's a lot of people.
Nas has been like, very...
Busta Rhymes album. It's like they never left. It's like they're still performing at that caliber. So... I see
more artists doing that, and you look right now, the hot artists, they're older. Like, Drake's in his mid-30s, man. Future's in his late 30s. Titty boy, man. Don't forget. Never forget.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's take it further, and I'm gonna start with Mr. J on this one. Can we do anything to bring the connection back between these generations? Or is it kind of like a burnt bridge? Is it a burnt bridge?
No, it's all about networking. It's all about, you know, what you pass and about what you pass on to your family, like DJ LZ said, he's trying to instill some things in his kids. You know, my brother tries to do the same thing for his, you know, for my nephew, just introduce him to different things. Some things land, some things don't. The biggest thing is don't take on the commercial argument. The commercial argument is usually there's always a generational disconnect. There's always going to be a generational disconnect. No, I mean, just like learning certain things that your parents told you years ago, you blew it off. Then once you get older, you like, oh, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's that same way with music. Now I know why you listen to this. Now I know why you listen to that. Why it's important. Why this lyricism, you know, connects. Why this storytelling connects. Why these beat connects. You know, I understand where it's coming from.
Z, we're gonna see a shift.
Man, what do you mean? We're gonna move
a shift in the disconnect.
Yeah, listen, man, as real shit gets out of here, it's the only choice we need to come together with our families, our friends, and, like, you know, try to, like, be kinder to each other and work with each other. You know what I'm saying? I'm an optimist. So I'm hoping that we're going to bridge the gap and that we're going to, you know, work together to leave this place better than we found it. That's my everyday goal, is to, like, you know, go out in the streets or go out in the world and you know, leave it better than I found it. You know what I'm saying? Or be able to, like, you know, that's it. You know, just be a positive, be like, you know, have some positive energy out there. But, you know, in hip hop, you do have to be able to express all aspects, man. Like, all, you know, if you're going through some shit, you need to talk about that shit. You know what I mean? Like, if negativity is a part of life, like, you can't just say everything has to be positive or everything has to be above ground. Hip hop is about being honest. That's the real shit.
I like that.
You know, and I think being honest in your expression is gonna, you know, gonna connect with more people and inspire more people to be honest. And if we all have honest conversations and be honest in our dealings, then we won't have so much strife and a lot of, like, you know, a lot of drama, a lot of negativity. You know, we can kind of work that out. But we got violence in the streets, man. Still, you know, Fayetteville is still fucking crazy. You know, we still got a lot of wild shit going on. So you got to be cognizant of that, man. You got to know, like, when you're out there, that, you know, people are going through things. You know what I'm saying? And the shit that we put out and the shit that we create is helping to program these people. You know what I'm saying? It's either going to push them to the left or the right. You know what I mean? So just being aware. Just being aware, I think, is the main thing.
What you think, Face?
Well, I mean, speaking to the point of, like, the bridging the generational gap, I mean, why do we hold ourselves to such a different standard than, say, like, other genres, is what I'm saying. Like, if we're talking musically, I mean, we ain't talking about the culture. We ain't talking about breakdancing and DJing and graffiti and, you know, the other elements of the culture, you know, writing, the whole culture, the design, fashion. But what we talking about is music. So why do we hold ourselves to such a different standard than rock and roll, man? There can be subgenres and 17 different subgenres of hip-hop. To me, that's the future. To me, we're just in the same place rock and roll was before it became, you know, hair metal, then alternative, now it's 17 different things. It's, you know, we're just there. We're getting there, and it's painful because, you know, it is what it is. But I think it's something for everybody. As far as bridging the gap, I mean, I like some new shit, but I rock with mostly old shit. You know, shit that I love. There's still dope shit in the 90s for kids to discover, dope shit in the 2000s, dope shit in the 80s. For people to discover if they never heard it. But there's also, you know, a few jewels dropping every now and then now. Lesser and lesser to me because, you know, we in that swing of, like my man said, like commercialism right now. But I mean, it all is a pendulum.
Yeah.
Everything come back to the, it'll be, you know, on some militant type message in the next, you know, cycle. But I mean, why do we have to bridge a generational gap is what I'm saying.
Yeah, right?
I'm gonna tell you why.
Why can't they rock with them and we rock with what we like?
Yeah, I feel you. I understand exactly what you're saying. Like, it's not I was watching
it's not my job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you know why? Because from a historical purpose, if there's no gap being bridged, the older you get, the less people gonna remember you.
Nah, because kid, the white boys are listening. The white boys are listening to Nirvana, still listening to new rock and roll too.
That's rock and roll, man. We talking about hip hop now.
I listen to Rakim and I listen to Joyner Lucas though.
I listen to
Dave Ludo from Fayetteville, and I listen to Guru and Premier every day, and I listen to, you know what I'm saying. So, I mean, listen, when I say bridging the gap,
you ain't being reminded though. Like, you're not gonna keep going to the shows. You're not gonna keep checking.
Reminding the cats of the Rolling Stones. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just making music, right? Like,
yeah. So check this out.
They give back more. You know what I'm saying? They show more appreciation. They should pay more.
Yeah, yeah, I agree, man.
Nah, we just like, had the whole 50th anniversary of hip hop. Like,
hello, right now. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I've never seen this much love for old school rap ever in a year than this year.
They're
like,
still mad, and they still mad.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I think should the old school get mad love? It's funny too, because I was the whole Melly Mel situation.
Why they always bitching complaining?
Said what?
Why is the old school always bitching and complaining about not getting?
Because for years I ain't getting shit. You gotta understand, we killed our hip hop artists at 30 like, back in the day. We killed like, them at 30.
I want to know who. I need to know who's retired, though.
Be bitching and complaining about all these new cats, man.
I mean, like, not who showing
love. That's part of that's commercialism. That's commercial level.
I am Odo. I show love, man. I don't really be bitching about the new cats. That's never in my mind. I'm not that cat. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you suck, you suck. I'm gonna tell you that. I don't give a fuck what era you from.
Okay, like, but like, listen, everything dies, man. Shit, like swim clubs, not really.
And if you can find relevance, hip hop is about relevance. Hip hop is the most relevant genre of all genres. It's about relevance. If you can still find relevance, you can still do it. I do think that there'll be older artists. Like, I think Jay's in his 40s. He could drop a platinum record right now. Why not,
yeah,
right?
Jay-Z, yeah.
Okay, so that's called trickle-down effect. I mean, Drake, when he's in his 40s, Drake would drop a record. We drug it a little older, guys, because when we was coming out, cats was in their teens was killing it, right?
17.
And then our generation, it was more mid-20s. And then it was the 30s. And now look. So, I mean, I think that it'll in another generation, it'll be all of them. 20s, 30s, 40s. You don't know. When motherfuckers drop shit, they might go platinum, bitch.
It's anybody's game. Football or baseball, you know what I'm saying? You can't get an injury and stop rapping. I feel like
you can do like Scoob's doing and go a genre, like go boom bap and then have and make your whole shit in that genre. Like, I think you'll be able to go horrorcore or straight this or that, and you'll be able to make your money anywhere you decide. Just like
Lil Yachty's last album took off, and that was like Lil Yachty's album was like alternative rap. It was like some whole other shit, but
hey, I don't mean to say this, guys, and maybe I'm wrong for this because we can cut this out. But if we live in the Vietnam, we should, I think, really trying to focus a little bit on the Vietnam scene. I may be wrong. We can invoke national cats, but I don't want the whole show. I'll just be like, I'm wrong. I don't mean that.
Nah, it's cool. I get it. I just need to know more about it. I don't be in this scene like that. Other than
me talking about Vietnam artists every Friday, because I'm not gonna have nothing nice to say about a lot of them.
Well, that's part of the good shit, though, man.
Yo, oh,
I got nothing nice to say about you.
Like Friday is at Marley's ladies' night, and that's where I'll be going after I leave here, man, from 8 to 2 every Friday at Marley's on Yakin. Yeah. So come out, get some training.
What you spinning?
Hey, man, so I try to read the room. It depends on the crowd. You know, I try to communicate. I'll be like, listen, play what you – tell me what you want to hear, and I'll play that. But look at these grays in my beard. I'm playing what I want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see, you're going to hear some shit from the 80s with this. You're going to hear some 90s shit with this. So, you know, if you want something else, let me know. But I know what I'm good at. I know how to – you know what I'm saying? I know what I like. So I usually play like – you know, I start off usually on like a Soul Train vibe, you know what I mean? On some like 80s, 90s R&B shit. Because it's ladies night. And I play new R&B. But if it's like empty, like when I first start, then I usually just go in on whatever the fuck, like Larry June and just all types of shit. So, you know, it is what it is, man. Y'all should come out, you know what I'm saying? I stop through whenever. But it's every Friday. Yakin Road.
And what's that spot located?
I'll be there tomorrow night too, because I'm covering for Camp Cutter.
Where's that spot located?
Going to Charlotte or something. Yeah.
Where's the spot located?
Come out. So what?
Where's it located?
It's on Yakin Road, across the street from Dragon's Lair. Okay. So you got to be from Fayetteville to know where that's at.
Oh hell yeah, I know where it's. That's right. Think of it.
If you're old enough, it used to be sports.
Over there by the poker house.
Yeah, the poker house. Right. Papa Doc's George's Rookies, that area over there.
Hey, so shout out to Dragon's Lair, because I've been going there since I was like 10. The same cat, same Asian dude, rock and roll dude. He's still there rocking, yo.
What's the band? Fear State? Fear State, because I follow him.
Yeah, shout out to Fear State. I follow him too, man. That's dope for him. Yeah, he played there, but he had a packed house like a week ago on a live show I saw him at. But shout out to him. I still go there and cop my kid. You know, I cop my kid comics all through the years there. That's dope, man.
Yeah, I gotta go back. My spot used to be Quinn Exchange.
He got a lot of dope memorabilia now, and he offshoots. You know, he does different shit in there, them Funko, whatever pops and shit like that.
Yeah, that's the shit. Yeah, but yeah, you remember Coin Exchange on at Ponderosa Shopping Center? Yeah, that was art comic book store. That was it. I used to walk the Dragon's Lair every now and then, but right there at Ponderosa was the spot. Garbage Pail Kids and shit. That was my jam. I used to get mad, collect those and comics and shit. Yeah.
All right, so you got a roll, you said, right?
Say what?
You said you got a roll?
Oh yeah, man. Let me get out of here, bro. Let me get ready for work, man. But I'll let it continue conversation next Friday. It was E signing out. Peace.
One.
All right, so then there was three. All right, so you want to talk Fayetteville. Well, let's talk about Fayetteville disconnect. Like, there's no...
Well, hang on. Well, let me pour me a shot. Let me pour me a shot right quick. Two seconds. Hang on. Watch this.
Let me change this layout so I can see Mr. J's face.
Mr. J.
Oh, and he got us. You can't see us, and neither one is there. Let's take the layout out. Let's go with this one. Mr. J, are you originally from Fayetteville?
I've been around here for a long time. I was born in, Jersey. So, I've been out here 20-some.
Yeah, I guess it's...
Mr. J.
Been in...